Fun Valley member John Kelly, welcome to the Airwaves of Highland.
Arjun, how's it going? Thank you very much for having me on. I really, really appreciate it.
And listen, you're heading away now on Sunday. We're talking here a few days out before you head to the training camp with your athlete. But listen, John, you were competing for a number of years and things sort of went quiet, but you find yourself now in the coaching arena with the hope of getting back again. So before you tell us exactly your expectations and the work that you've been doing with your athlete, what are you at yourself? Where are you sitting at the moment?
Currently, I'm sitting in Sweden at the moment. As they say, hopefully it's as good of a day back home with you as it is here with me. It's a bit sunny, but sure, we're dodging the rain when we can get it. Over here at the minute, getting myself back in the shape. It's been a while since I've competed at a high level and competed regularly. I was out for about a year there, a couple of bad injuries, especially with the back and with nerve damage. So a couple of broken bones, but we're walking again. So I'm hoping to be back next year, 2025. Making a lot of noise. If I can get back at the end of the season, it'll be very good. But in the meantime, I've had a training partner and an athlete that I'm coaching. He's going to the Olympics and I'm coming with him. So 2024 Olympics wasn't how I intended to get there, but I'm still going there.
Yeah. Marcus Thompson of Norway is the man that trains with you, the guy that you're coaching. He's been throwing very, very well this year, and you two are part of a very, very small group of throwers. Now, we do know that you spent a lot of time previously in Sweden with a larger group, but that disbanded in recent years. But you two guys and a couple of others have been working very, very hard over the last 6 months.
We have indeed. It's been, well, originally, as you said yourself there, Ashton, there was a big group, and we kind of all split ways. I found myself here alone. And then they kind of came back one by one, and then we kind of built our own kind of little mecca, as they say here. And we all kind of built from there. So Marcus, he came back from Italy last year. Had a bit of an up and down last year. I think it was a bit of a confusion year. You kind of lose the stability of a group that you've been with for 5 years, and then you come back again, and you have to rebuild. So he's rebuilt very, very well. So he'd be kind of the finger point at the minute. He's done very, very well. 21.05 this year he's thrown. And he's sitting high up in the rankings for Paris. So that's the best part of it. Then we've got a few other guys, Aaron Castle and Victor Gardenkrantz. They're here as well, training hard, pushing each other. So we'll have a good environment. We'll have good throwers and a good atmosphere, and good things will come out of it, I'm certain.
Yeah. How have you enjoyed the coaching with Marcus? Because he's going in here and he will be expecting a high finish. He done well in the recent Europeans. So from the dynamic of your point of view, how have you enjoyed the coaching, and how does it differ from actually the sort of the training end of things, which you're doing a bit of as well?
At the start, I was a bit skeptical, of course, as you would be, as you say, you're taking on a different role almost. But after a while, I kind of realized it's not as different as I thought. It doesn't need to be too much. It just has to be simple. You got to make it simple, got to make it understandable. The godsend is I've known Marcus for 5 years before that, longer actually. We trained together for 5 years. And we've run a similar way of training, a similar way of thinking. We're really good friends, so I kind of know how he thinks. But the transition over made the transition over a lot easier, which was good. Essentially, I write programs for myself, and I write them for him. So we just communicate, pick up the phone, how are you feeling? You feeling good? Go talk to our physio, go talk to nutritionist, go talk to masseuse, find out some things, build a good team around the athlete and around myself, and then we kind of just slot ourselves in when we can. So, yeah, it sounded a lot worse at the beginning, but now definitely it's become much easier. It's become more fluid and more smooth.
And they are obviously scenarios that will be very much in play come the Olympics on a daily basis. You'll continue to talk to your athlete and make sure that your athlete is in a prime position for throwing that shot put.
100%, 100%, exactly. Actually, I think the big thing is now come up the Olympics, as you say, we're days and weeks out. The important thing is not to change the ship too much. It's just you got to keep that ship sailing smoothly. But you got to, yeah, that's the most important part. You got to kind of keep the mental side of things going, keep the body well, keep the mind well. Yeah. And then just kind of building that and throwing. So it's the small gains. Yeah. Look at something positive every day. You don't want to be looking and focusing too hard on the small things you can't change now. Yeah. So, yeah, with that, I think you'll do very well.
What's an achievable target for Marcus?
Achievable target, well, he's more than capable of making a final. He knows that himself. I think a lot of people know that with him. But I think, honestly, for me, I think I'd be happy seeing him for 2050 to 2070. Capable of more, but to me, that's him performing again in a final. He's been, in the last 7 championships, he's been to 6 finals in a row. The only one he didn't get, he was 18, so he was a kid, and it was his first one. So he's been to 6 finals out of the last 7 in a row. So, yeah, for him, it's getting well up there. Challenging. He's a consistent monster, so it's about keeping that consistency going. So for him, it's just going to be experience, taking it on. And he's 26, so he's got many, many years left in the sport. Yeah. So that's the high positive.
Just before we talk about Marcus and the Olympics again, we're going to move away maybe to your own situation and actually competing. Yeah. Where are you at your recovery at the moment? Because, listen, you were involved and you were seen as a high-ranking athlete in recent years. You were very close to making the Europeans. You attended the Worlds in 2022. You've been at numerous European Throws Championships, but you had a very, very high ranking until this injury came along. Can you get back there, John? I suppose that's the bottom line. Can you get back to competing at that high level?
100%, Oisin. 100%. I've not given up hope. If anything, it's probably fueled me tenfold. As I say, getting older now, you've got to be smarter now. Can't go on blind like with the blind youth as I used to. The body doesn't react as well as it used to before. So now it's got to be smarter, got to plan better, got to look at things better and pray the luck's on my side when it comes to the keeping the body healthy. But so far, we're moving very well. I've come back from two big injuries with the back and with the arm. So yeah, if anything, is starting to improve now. I'm starting to get back up the numbers again, especially in the gym, especially throwing. So it's about getting some weeks, getting some months of consistency behind me, and then it just starts to come. I can't expect to kind of slap myself back into where I was, and I think that's the hard part. I was so close to the Olympics in 2022 when I made the Worlds, and I was thinking to myself, hey, I have a chance here. I've got a real shot. 2023, I was throwing 21 meters before my back gave out, and I would have been red hot then if I just put it in a couple of competitions. But at the now, as you say, don't look back in haste. You always look forward. Always look forward to happiness. So I'm excited for what's coming the next few years. I want to get back on my horse, get back on top of Ireland, get back on top of everything. And then I'll not just do myself better, but do my family, do my club, and do my county proud, hopefully.
Yeah. From a competing point of view, is the next Olympics a target for you?
Definitely so. I'll still be somewhat young, as they say. I'll be 32. Well, they say I'm still in my peak. You enter your peak at throwing events and field events. Tends to be between the age of 26 to 32. Some guys go longer, some guys get earlier. That's kind of the luck of the roll of the dice. But LA sounds like an achievable target. 4 years out, a lot can happen in 4 years. A lot can happen in 1 year.
Yeah. Well, we've spoke to numerous different people over the last week about the Olympics, and obviously athletes and coaches and even a nutritionist, Sharon Madigan, was on Highland earlier this week as well. And we've been asking them questions, I suppose, at the end of each interview. One of the questions is, what are you looking forward to most about this Olympic Games in Paris, John?
I suppose, if anything, it's just the experience. As a person who's grown up loving watching the Olympics, growing up watching every one of all events, of all sports, it's an amalgamation of people coming together and embracing the high end of sport, high end elite athletes. People sacrifice their lives to get to this level. They hold a lot of things on hold, to make a lot of adjustments. There's a lot that goes into everyone's individual story, a lot. And it's kind of remarkable to see these people make it to the Olympics. Which is that dream, whatever the top 28 is, the top 100, whatever it'll be. I think the ranking, not everyone can be a winner, but for everyone to go there and to actually enjoy it and get their dream and get their experience, it's a massive thing. And it's nice to see that for a lot of people coming through, not just for them, but for their teams, their families, everybody. So it's a very beautiful thing to see. And it's only every 4 years, so it doesn't come around too often. And the people to be in it, it's great to watch, especially people back home. It's good to see local people going. It's good to see people pushing. And hopefully it keeps growing. It's good to see the sport growing and many sports growing, as they say. So yeah, I think that's what I'm looking forward to seeing. Just people getting a chance to get their dream, getting a chance to get what they've worked so hard for.
Listen, John, many thanks for talking to us and taking time out from your the training that you and Marcus are doing in Sweden. I know you're heading away this coming weekend ahead of the training camp before you go to actual Paris. But all we can do is wish you and Marcus the very best of luck at the Games and enjoy it. Have a good one.
Oisin, thank you very much. Thank you for your time, and hopefully get chatting to you soon. Thank you very much.